The Labyrinth, pre-puzzle number 2.
Whoa! What's up with this maze?
Gwen asks. She has stopped to study some intricate carved writing on the wall.
Looks like ancient Greek, Sonny remarks. I mean the style, not the language. I can't... Even the letters are from all over. They don't make any sense.
Frowning, you all keep going. The bricks in the floor are mostly the same light color with a few darker ones embedded at random intervals. The passages wind like snakes until you approach a large archway. On the far side, it immediately feels like a different maze, although the floor shows a similar pattern in its bricks. Aaliyah runs her finger over a wall.
These carvings are different, she murmurs. Here's Da Vinci's helicopter and some telephones, and look, there's a bicycle.
When the second maze ends, a third begins with an even more random assortment of things on the walls. Musical notes, artwork, philosophers giving lectures, and more. Racing ahead, Gwen turns a corner and stops. Hang on! We're back where we started! The rest of you join her and see the doorway where the trees had burned up.
Did anyone notice this before?
Asks Connor, pointing above the doorway at what looks like a map. You realize it shows the three mazes you just went through.
Merneith! Sonny yells. What is this place?
These mazes represent something near and dear to me, Merneith replies. Speak the phrase to exit the loop.